That's what we're trying to do is get people in. We came out of the world, and he's a...
Yeah, what's your name, man?
AJ.
AJ, I'm James.
James, nice to
meet you. You got a card?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a card.
Yes, so test the gospel and test everything at the website. It's for free. We don't take people's money. I retired early to go travel and do this. America, like the world, is awash in its own ways. So you look at the politics, no hope. Look at the culture, no hope. Look at America. They don't know what's a man and what's a woman anymore. And I always marvel, you know, whatever your stance on abortion is, they can't decide if a baby growing in a womb is life. It's where you came from. It's where I came from. They can't decide if that's life. But Elon Musk wants to go to Mars and find microscopic molecules and say, we found life. You see how crazy? The Bible says in the last days that men will say good is evil and evil is good. And that's what's happened today. The culture's been turned upside down. Everything's turned upside down. We're in the last days. Jesus said deception will be the sign of the last days. And you see it everywhere. Like my wife said, 40,000 denominations. Everybody's saying their own way. But the Word of God shows the way. I don't have any truth. It's the Word of God. And here's one coming up. Christmas. Mm-hmm. All the Christians celebrate it. Do you know it's not in the Bible? The record of Jesus' birth one time is in the Bible. Nobody celebrated Christmas after that.
Wasn't it technically moved or something like
that?
Yeah,
it's December 25th is the sun god holiday. They merged the two together to bring pagans and Christians together. And God is alone makes days holy. Mm-hmm. God makes days holy, not people. Mm-hmm. And so Christmas is false, Easter's false, Good Friday's false. So people are following a false Jesus in this culture. So we go and we travel the world, and we like to wake people up. And you heard me preaching. The officer told my wife, well, his preaching is kind of rough, kind of hard sometimes.
Life is kind of rough, ain't it?
Yeah, Jesus' preaching got him killed. Paul's preaching got him killed. Peter's preaching got him killed. The prophet's preaching got him killed. Why should I come in the world, be loved and adored in light? When you preach the truth and you're shining light in darkness, Satan is the god of this world. So you've been really patient. Two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of God. It's in our hearts today, his born-again people. One day it's coming as a physical kingdom when he returns. And then there's the kingdom of Satan. That's this culture. What you could ask yourself as a young man, which one am I living in? There's no in-between. It's not like, well, I'm not in Satan's kingdom. I'm not fully in Jesus' kingdom. I'm kind of in that middle ground. There's no middle ground. It's like you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. You're in jail, you're not in jail. You're alive or you're dead.
Fair.
Satan's kingdom or God's kingdom. And if you're in Satan's, you're his. Whether you go to church and it's false, whether you live as the world and it's false. But if you're in God's kingdom, what a glorious thing. Now the pattern of your life changes. We used to be worldly, partying drunks. I used to be a fighter. I used to be a bodybuilder. I used to be a wicked, vile man. God changed my heart. Not Sunday church, that's made of man. And now I love people, and I retired early to do this. I don't take money, I don't make money. You gotta ask yourself, why would this guy go and do this and be mocked? They called the police on me today. They ran us out, we can't be in there. So we're coming. Why would I go and do this for free? Just ask yourself that. I had a beautiful homestead in Missouri. I could have sat and retired and sat there for the rest of my life. I have money, I'm not poor. Why am I doing this? Because I love you, and I love my neighbor. So check out our website, and if I can ever help you go much deeper, we're going to be in Florida all winter, travel around doing events, preaching all over.
Red.
You live right here in Florida?
Around the area.
Okay, yeah. So see the gospel, see the 10-point test, and here's my offer to you. If you have any challenges, oh, that's crazy, that's false, that's wrong, that's not biblical, email me. I'd love to hear from you. And if I got something wrong, I'll repent. But I have a question.
Yeah?
If you have stuff wrong, what will you do? You don't have to answer that here.
Keep living and see, you know, get it right.
What's going to happen on Judgment Day, yeah. So, yeah, test yourself, man. Thanks a lot.
Fair enough.
I love you. You have any questions?
Questions? Oh, dear. I feel like I could sit here and debate all day. I'm a kind of person who I'm not really stuck in any specific way or anything like that.
So can I offer something to you? Who is Jesus? Don't answer right now. This is the big crux.
Oh.
He's either Lord or he was a liar. One or the other. He said he was God. He's either truly God or he was a lunatic and a liar. You go figure that out. You know, men have tried for thousands of years to prove he's a liar. No one's done it because his word is true. The Bible is the most accurate documented book in all of mankind's history. 24,000 manuscripts back up the word of God. 24,000 manuscripts back up the New Testament. Do you know how many manuscripts back up the second closest writings in all of man's history?
I couldn't really say.
It's a book of poetry called Homer's Iliad.
Oh, okay.
700. There's only 700 manuscripts to prove that Homer's Iliad came from that time period. There's 24,000 manuscripts in the New Testament. And Jesus' life fulfilled hundreds of prophecies. And so it's accurate, it's true, it's predicted where the world is headed. There's a one world system coming, there's a numbering system coming. The Bible predicts that in Revelation. I think COVID was a cold run, a free run of the Mark of the Beast system that's coming to see what they could get away with. Everybody gets a vaccine passport everywhere you go. Isn't that a great way to control the culture? And here's what's going to happen. Watch crypto. But here's what I'm telling you. When they get crypto as the world currency, think about it. Right now, do you have any cash on you?
No.
Oh, you don't? So you just have credit card, debit, whatever?
Something like that.
Okay, so they still can control you in that because they can go, boop, cut your account off. But you can walk around with cash and buy stuff. You've got freedom. As soon as crypto is made the world currency, which is that's what they're going for, the powers that be can shut it off. Why do you think, you know, here's another one. Why do you think they want electric cars? You think it's really for the climate? They can control you. In China is the marker for the New World Order. In China, you live according to what they tell you. You live where they tell you. You work where they tell you. You go to the park as many hours a week as they tell you. You do everything as they tell you. And then you get points in your system, in your little money system. And then you can live a good little life. If you go outside of their system, guess what they do? They shut you off. They're the precursor of the new world system under the Antichrist that's coming. Revelation 13 and 14 talks about that. And the mark of the beast, last thing a couple times. Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Has one man ever gotten so much notoriety, so much favor, so much publicity, so much power? They've already looked to him to cause world peace. They've already looked to him to solve world hunger. Now he's got satellites going around. He's got Twitter now going. He wants to put a chip in your brain eventually. Now, I'm not telling you he's the Antichrist. What I'm telling you is he's an Antichrist type. One guy can rise up and be that powerful. And the Bible says one man will rise up and have all the answers. And the world's going to follow him into darkness. That's what's coming. So the Bible is accurate. The Bible is accurate. You can trust in it. And if you can prove it wrong, contact me. I'd love to hear from you.
Can I run some things by you?
Can you what?
Run a few questions by you.
Oh, sure.
Curiosity.
Sure.
So, again, not a religious guy or anything like that, but I have seen some people.
Can you hold on one second? Hold on. Can I help you with something, sir?
No.
She handed me a card, and I said I'm a follower of Christ to begin with, so I was like...
You are. What body are you part of, can I ask?
Non-denominational.
Okay, so you guys keep the Sunday church system, right? Tomorrow you'll be in the Sunday church system. Okay, Christmas and Easter, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did God ordain Christmas and Easter?
No.
No.
I guess they're man-made.
Man-made. So when you follow a man-made way, are you following God or a man-made way?
Say that one more time.
When you're following a man-made way, are you following God or a man-made way?
Well, the representation of what they both mean, though, is good.
No, but God makes days holy. And Jesus said, if you worship in man-made traditions in Mark 7, you worship God in vain. See, the church systems teach you to be like the culture, to be worldly. Dress worldly, live worldly, do politics, do sports, do music, do entertainment. But Jesus said you must come out. And my Yeah, I'll be happy to help you if you want. I'll talk to you about the Catholics in a second. Yeah, you, hold on.
She doesn't know that Catholics follow Christ.
Oh, yeah, Catholics follow Christ. A false Jesus.
Of course.
A false Jesus.
A false?
Yeah, false Jesus.
What is false?
The one that's in the monstrance, the bread and the wine, they say it turns into literal Jesus. That's idolatry.
What does that mean? What is idolatry? I never heard that word before.
Idolatry is...
It's the representation, though, of you taking the bread and the wine.
Have you ever met Jesus Christ?
The Lord's Supper is biblical. Him literally turning into bread and the wine is not biblical. That's what they believe. That's what they. Yes, that's what the Catholics teach, sir.
Bullshit.
That's how Catholics talk. So your heart's not been transformed, so you talk like a sailor. If your heart's transformed,
why sailor? Bullshit's a sailor.
Well, that's a cuss word. There's women and children around. Why would you? Why would you talk like that, sir?
A bull is a cow.
Paul says unless
a cuss word. Fuck is a cuss word.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, see, yeah, you can just go on your way. I see the fruit. I see the fruit. This is the fruit of the Roman Catholic Church. Fruit of the Roman Catholic Church.
Important for him to hear, though.
Have you ever met Jesus Christ?
I don't think Jesus would be talking the way that you are, though. It's very...
Really? He's swearing and you're telling me Jesus wouldn't be talking my way?
You should be loving, though, if you're...
I am loving him by telling him the truth. The Bible says don't give a mocker ground. Did you know that? It says that in Psalms.
You're very aggressive.
How did Jesus teach the Pharisees? Aggressive? You're the one standing there cussing at me.
Cussing's not aggressive.
Yeah, you're the one standing there cussing at me. Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, it's...
Did Jesus rebuke the Pharisees?
What is the Pharisees? Do we? I didn't spend my life reading the Bible. I was raised.
Matthew 23. He says eight or nine times.
Church was raised to respect people.
Matthew.
I respect you.
Yeah, the Catholic Church is a false, pagan, corrupt system. The Catholic Church is a false, pagan, corrupt system made by a false pope. But the non-denominationals, aren't much further. The non-denominationals are following Christmas and Easter. These are pagan holidays. They're following a worldly system. And if you're of the world, like the world, you're not of Christ. Christ said, my sheep follow me, and they come out of the world.
You don't know what Christ said. You never met him.
I can't hear you.
That's really scary to have that mindset, though, if you say you're of Christ.
Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. So you have to come out of the world.
God. December 25th, which is Christmas, it may be a man-made thing, but
it's a man-made.
It represents Christ.
It's a merged God. It's a merged holiday of the sun god. God didn't create it. Man did. And Jesus said.
It's about Jesus.
Jesus said in Mark 7. Jesus said in Mark 7. You don't want to hear, so I'm just going to preach. We're lifting up Jesus Christ today. King of kings. Lord of lords. We don't entertain mockery. Loving our neighbor. Lifting, telling you about Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. You must come out of the world. You must come out of all false religion and seek him in spirit and in truth.